You've tuned into the podcast for the IBM High Availability Clustering with Extended Distance software product. HACMP version 5 automatically detects and recovers from all kinds of failures, and the addition of the HACMP XD version 5 portfolio of technologies takes that availability one step further by maintaining application continuity to end users across different data center locations. If you would like to hear more about HACMP version 5, there is another podcast that talks about the exciting new features in the most recent HACMP version 5.3. The remainder of this podcast will talk about HACMP's suite of disaster recovery solutions using HACMP XD. Let's go ahead and get started. Everyone understands the importance of availability for critical applications in this competitive 24/7 business world. What may not be well understood is the process of selecting and implementing a solution that makes this type of availability a reality. This podcast describes the HACMP XD, or Extended Distance, features of IBM's premier high-availability software, HACMP. But before we can talk specifically about HACMP, it's important to understand disaster recovery in general. As with any business decision, you'll want to understand the different options available and the costs involved so that you can arrive at a solution that's right for you. When considering disaster recovery solutions, the first step is to quantify the business impact of an outage, and not just in general terms, but in dollars and cents loss of business. In other words, how many dollars per hour would be lost due to an outage? This, of course, varies as to the size and type of business, but understanding this formula for your specific business is the first step in selecting a viable disaster recovery solution. Even if your business losses are not so dramatic today, as your business grows, so does your business risk. Bottom line is the final selection of the disaster recovery solution depends on how fast your business needs to be back online and how much you're willing to spend to get there. Let's start with the basics. Local clustering provides protection from small-scale network, hardware, or software glitches, things that happen to one machine or one network within your data center. You may need protection from problems that reach beyond a single data center. Natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods and man-made disasters such as blackouts and terrorism can affect an entire campus or metropolitan area, disrupting your ability to deliver application services for days, weeks, or even months. To protect against this level of disaster, you need to have resources adequately separated from the primary data center that can be activated after a failure. This includes machines to run the application, as well as a copy of the critical application data. And at any level, you need to think about the people required to do the setup and run the business while you're putting the primary data center back together. As a general rule, the faster you want your business back online, the more it's going to cost, not only in complexity, but in direct costs involved with keeping the backup resources at the ready. It's sort of like insurance for your business. You hope you never need it, but if you ever do have to take advantage of it, it can mean the difference between survival and going out of business. So, let's look at the options available for these different levels of protection. To protect against local failures within a data center, the base HACMP software product can provide monitoring and recovery of application, node, and network outages. To protect beyond local failures and to get into the realm of disaster recovery, you first need to decide how the backup machines and data will be implemented. If you already have a second data center, you may be able to implement a disaster recovery solution quite easily using existing infrastructure. If you don't own the infrastructure, one option is to purchase backup capacity from a company like IBM. At regular intervals, you send IBM a copy of your critical data. Then, if an outage occurs, IBM sets up machines for you, loads your data, and you are back online doing business. You can also implement this kind of manual recovery other ways. For example, maintaining the backup machines yourself and using a company like Iron Mountain to keep your data. But as you can see with all these solutions, recovery is really a manual process which takes time and effort and is prone to error, and with this model, your business is only as good as your last backup. What do you do if you need your application up and running right away? For fully automated recovery, you need to have resources at a backup site and a robust method for replicating the data in real time from the primary site to the backup site. The backup site can be in the next town or in the other side of the power grid or fault line or even in the next state. This is where the HACMP Extended Distance software solution comes in. HACMP XD is IBM's premier solution for implementing a fully automated disaster recovery solution utilizing the IBM System P5 and P-Series family of servers. HACMP XD extends the protection of HACMP for AIX to geographically remote sites to help ensure business continuity even if an entire site is disabled. How does HACMP XD work? An effective disaster recovery solution is based on the concept of data replication, or mirroring. That is, your business-critical application runs at the primary site or data center, and application data is copied in real time to a backup or disaster recovery site. The backup site can be separated from the primary site by a few miles or unlimited miles, depending on the replication option selected. Data replication or mirroring is typically done in two manners: through software running on the primary and backup machines over a wide area network, or through software interacting with the hardware which is performing the data movement. HACMP XD provides the infrastructure that interacts with either the software or hardware replication functions to ensure availability and reliable system monitoring between sites, making interruptions to services transparent to users. Let's step through the different technologies that the HACMP XD portfolio can interface with. For software replication, HACMP XD has two solutions. Number one, HACMP XD High Availability Geographic Clustering, or HAGEO. HAGEO manages data synchronization during production, failover, recovery, and restoration across sites via a wide area network. Number two, HACMP XD Geographic Logical Volume Manager, or GLVM. HACMP XD with GLVM exploits IP to enable one or two copies of an AIX logical volume to be located at a remote site separated by unlimited distance. GLVM is tightly integrated with AIX 5L's native Logical Volume Manager for maximum reliability and ease of use, and will become the sole WAN-based solution for HACMP XD as time marches on. For hardware replication, HACMP XD also has two solutions. Number one, HACMP XD Metro Mirror, also known as Synchronous PPRC. HACMP XD with Metro Mirror clusters support automatic failover of IBM storage subsystems that are already disk Metro Mirror pairs, and moves applications across sites to interact with the remote disk that are now up-to-date local copies. HACMP XD interacts with the Metro Mirror facilities of IBM Total Storage ESS and DS8000 disk families. Number two, HACMP XD SAN Volume Controller Metro Mirror. With a combination of HACMP XD and SVC Metro Mirror, customers can reduce the cost and complexity of managing growing storage arrays by allowing the combination of multiple disk arrays into a single pool of storage, which is managed from a central point. HACMP XD uses the SVC copy services capabilities to provide automatic failover and recovery across geographically distant storage devices. When it comes to maintaining your cluster, HACMP provides a rich set of management tools which automate common configuration tasks and help you during maintenance. HACMP version 5.3 includes some advanced features which let you easily configure complex multi-tier applications across sites by utilizing HACMP XD as the interface to the supported replication technologies. For more information, you can go to ibm.com and enter the search term HACMP, or visit our website directly at ibm.com/systems/p/HA. To go straight to the HACMP XD web pages, simply add disaster.html to your link. This is Kent Eastley thanking you for tuning into this podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed this overview of HACMP XD and found it useful. Thank you.